When the issue of Obama receiving Islamic instruction in Indonesia first surfaced, Obama's campaign communications director, Robert Gibbs, said firmly, "We will not be swift-boated, and we won't take allegations that are patently untrue lying down." Perhaps Gibbs should have read Obama's autobiography more carefully. Researchers have uncovered quite a few supporting details. Obama registered under the name Barry Soitoro, with serial number 203, entered the Catholic Franciscan Assisi Primary School on January 1, 1968, and was enrolled in Class 1B. School documents listed Barry Soitoro as an Indonesian citizen born in Honolulu, Hawaii, on August 4, 1961. According to the blog, his religion was listed as Islam. School records indicate Barry attended the Franciscan Assisi Primary School for 3 years until Class 3. Obama made clear, "It had taken me less than 6 months to learn Indonesia's language, its customs, and its legends." Isarela Darmawan, Obama's first grade teacher at the Catholic school he first attended in Indonesia, cast doubt on Obama's claim he learned to speak Indonesian. Darmawan told the Chicago Tribune that she attempted to teach him Indonesian by going over pronunciation and vowels. "Obama struggled greatly with the Indonesian language," Darmawan reported, "and as a result, his studies suffered." Where exactly Obama lived during the 4 years he was in Indonesia is strangely hard to determine. Also, the sequence of schools Obama attended does not make sense. We've already established that Obama wrote the autobiography to hide key points, but it's hard to decipher what Obama might have been trying to hide by not being clear about the specific location of the houses where he lived in Jakarta and the dates he attended the two schools. One possibility is that Obama still was not ready to discuss openly how far his stepfather had fallen economically just before sending him back to Hawaii. A Los Angeles Times report seems to establish conclusively that Obama was living on H. Romley Street when he attended the Catholic Assisi Primary School, which was located just around the corner within walking distance. The newspaper quoted Zulfin Adi, who described himself as one of Obama's closest childhood friends. Adi told the newspaper he often visited the Soitoro home, a small, flat-roofed bungalow at 16 Haji Romley Street. Adi further told the newspaper, "This was a middle-class neighborhood, but Haji Romley Street was a dirt lane where Obama used to while away the hours kicking a soccer ball." He remembered that in the rainy season, the street turned to thick, mucky soup, and Obama and his friends wore plastic bags over their shoes to walk through it. Adi said neighborhood Muslims worshipped in a nearby house. When the muazzin sounded the call to prayer, Adi remembered seeing Lolo and Barry walk together to the makeshift mosque. His mother often went to the church, Adi told the Times, but Barry was a Muslim. I remember him wearing a sarong. Obama always acknowledged his stepfather was Muslim, though he did his best to downplay Islam as an important force in his stepfather's life. Lolo followed a brand of Islam that could make room for the remnants of more animist and Hindu faiths, he wrote in the autobiography. He explained that a man took on the powers of whatever he ate. "One day soon," he promised, "he would bring home a piece of tiger meat for us to share."